This is the Sakar Murli of 28th of October 2024. The essence, sweet children, the first Srimat of the Satguru is for you to renounce body consciousness and become soul conscious. Question: why can you children not have any desires or wishes at this time? Answer: because all of you are in the stage of retirement. You know that whatever you see with your physical eyes at this time is to be destroyed. You don't want anything now. You have to become complete beggars. If you wear anything expensive, it will pull your intellect, and you will then continue to be trapped in body consciousness. It is this that requires effort. When you make effort and become completely soul conscious, you will receive the sovereignty of the world. Om Shanti. You children sit here for 15 minutes or half an hour. And Baba also makes you children sit here for 15 minutes so that you consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You only receive these teachings once, and you then do not receive them ever again. In the Golden Age, you will not be told to sit in soul consciousness. Only the one Satguru says this, and it is said of him, the one Satguru takes you across and everyone else drowns you. The Father is making you soul conscious here. He himself is soul conscious. In order to explain to you, he says, I am the Father of all of you souls. He doesn't need to become bodiless and remember the Father. Only those who belong to the original eternal deity religion will remember him. There are many who belong number-wise according to their efforts. This is something to be understood very well and explained. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the Father of all of you, and he is also knowledgeful. This knowledge remains in you souls. You souls carry the sanskars. The Father already has those sanskars. You all believe that he is the Father. The other speciality he has is that he has this original knowledge. He is the seed. Just as the Father sits here and explains to you, so you then have to sit and explain to others. The Father is the seed of the human world, and he is also the truth, a sentient being, and knowledgeful. He has the knowledge of the whole tree. No one else has the knowledge of this tree. Its seed is the Father, who is called the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. It is the same as with a mango tree. Its seed would be called its creator. It is as though the seed is the Father, but that is non-sentient. If it were sentient, it would know how the whole tree emerges from it, but it is non-sentient. Its seed is planted underground. That one is the sentient seed. He resides up above. You become master seeds. You receive this knowledge from the Father. He is the highest on high. You too claim a high status. You need a high status in heaven. People do not understand that there is the kingdom of deities in heaven. How would the king, the queen, all the poor, the wealthy, the subjects, etc., have been created in the kingdom? You now know how the original eternal deity religion is being established and who is establishing it. God is establishing it. The father says, "Children, whatever happens, it happens according to the drama plan. All are bound by the drama." The father also says, "I am bound by the drama. I too have received a part, and I play that part." He is the Supreme Soul. He is called the Supreme Father. All others are called brothers. No one else can be called the Father, Teacher, and Guru. He is the Supreme Father of all, the Teacher, and also the Satguru. These things must not be forgotten. However, some children forget because a kingdom is being established, number-wise, according to your efforts. It soon becomes apparent how each of you makes effort and whether you remember the Father or not, whether you have become soul conscious or not. It can be understood from someone's activity whether he is clever in this knowledge. The Father doesn't say anything to anyone directly in case he becomes unconscious and upset about what Baba said and what others will say. The Father can tell how so-and-so does service. Everything depends on service. The Father also comes and does service. It is the children who have to remember the Father. The subject of remembrance is difficult. The Father teaches you yoga and this knowledge. This knowledge is very easy. It is in remembrance that children fail. They become body conscious. Then they have thoughts such as, "I want this. I want this very good thing." The Father says, "Here you are in a state of exile. You now have to go into the stage of retirement. So you cannot wear anything like that," in brackets expensive. If you have such worldly things, they would pull you. Even your bodies would pull you and repeatedly take you into body consciousness. This requires effort. You cannot receive the sovereignty of the world without making effort. You have been making effort and will continue to make effort, number-wise, for cycle after cycle. The result will continue to be revealed. At school too, students are transferred number-wise. A teacher would understand, so-and-so has made good effort. He is interested in teaching others. He has that feeling. There they are transferred from one class to the next, then go to the second and then the third. Here you only have to study once. As you make further progress, the closer you come, the more everything will be revealed. You have to make a lot of effort. You will then definitely claim a high status. You know that some become kings and queens and others become something else. Many subjects are also created. Everything can be known from their activity. How body conscious does this one remain? How much love does this one have for the Father? You have to love the Father alone, not brothers. You don't receive anything from having love for brothers. You are all to receive your inheritance from the one Father. The Father says, Children, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, and your sins will be cut away. This is the main thing. You will receive strength by having remembrance. Day by day, your batteries will continue to be charged because you continue to imbibe this knowledge. The arrows continue to be shot. Day by day, you continue to make progress number-wise according to the efforts you make. That one is the only Father, teacher and Satguru who gives you the teachings to become soul conscious. No one else can give these teachings. They are all body conscious. No one receives the knowledge of how to become soul conscious. No human being can be the Father, teacher or guru. Each one is playing his own part. You continue to observe this as detached observers. You have to see the whole play as detached observers. You also have to act. The Father is the creator, director and actor. Shiv Baba comes and acts. He is the Father of all. He comes and gives the inheritance to all sons and daughters. He alone is the Father, and all the rest of the souls are brothers. This inheritance is only received from the one Father. You don't remember anything of this world in your intellects. The Father says, whatever you can see, it is all perishable. You now have to return home. Those people remember the Brahma element, that is, they remember the home. They believe that they will merge into the Brahma element. That is called ignorance. Whatever people say about liberation and liberation in life, it is wrong. Whatever methods they create, they are all wrong. Only the one Father shows you the right path. The Father says, I make you into the kings of kings according to the Dharma plan. Some say, this doesn't sit in our intellects. Baba, enable us to open our mouths. Have this mercy. The Father says, there is no question of Baba doing anything in this. The main thing is that you have to follow directions. Only from the Father do you receive the right directions. All the directions of human beings are wrong because they all have the five vices in them. As you continue to come down, you continue to become wrong. Just see how much occult power people continue to use. There is no happiness in that. You know that all of that is temporary happiness. That is called happiness that is like the droppings of a crow. You have to explain the pictures of the ladder and the tree very well. You can explain to anyone of any religion. The founder of your religion comes at such and such a time. Christ will come at such and such a time. Those who have been converted to other religions will like this religion and will instantly come here. The rest will not like this. So how could they make effort? Human beings put human beings on the gallows. but you have to stay in remembrance of the One Father. These gallows are very sweet. The intellect of the soul is connected in yoga to the Father. The soul is told to remember the Father. These are the gallows of remembrance. The Father resides up above. You know that we are souls and that we have to remember the Father alone. These bodies have to be renounced here. You have all of this knowledge. What are you doing sitting here? You are making effort to go beyond sound. The Father says, everyone has to come to me. So he is the death of all deaths. That death only takes one, and that death is not in fact a person who comes and takes anyone. All of that is fixed in the drama. A soul departs by himself at his time. This Father takes all souls back with him. So the intellect's yoga of all of you is to return home. To shed your body is called dying. When the body dies, the soul departs. This is why you call out to the Father, Baba, come and take us away from this world. We don't want to live here anymore. Now, according to the drama plan, we have to go back. People say, Baba, there is limitless sorrow here. We don't want to live here anymore. This is a very dirty world. Everyone definitely has to die. It is everyone's stage of retirement. You now have to go beyond sound. Death will not come to you. You go in happiness. All the scriptures, etc., belong to the path of devotion, and they will exist again. These are very wonderful matters in the drama. Whatever you see at this time, this tape, clock, etc., will all exist again. There is no need to be confused about this. Repetition of the world history and geography means that it repeats identically. You know that you are once again becoming deities and that you will become those once again. There cannot be the slightest difference in this. You understand all of these things. You know that he is the unlimited Father and also the teacher and Satguru. There cannot be a human being like that. You call this one Baba. You call him Prajapita Brahma. This one also says, you will not receive the inheritance from me. Bapu Gandhiji was not the father of the people. The Father says, do not become confused about these things. Tell them, we do not call Brahma God or a deity. The Father has told us that he enters this one at the end of his many births, in his stage of retirement, in order to purify the whole world. Look at the picture of the tree and how he is standing at the very top. Everyone is now in their Tamopradan state of total decay. This one is also standing in the Tamopradan stage and has those same features. The Father enters him and names him Brahma. Otherwise, tell us where the name Brahma comes from. This one is impure and that one is pure. those pure deities take 84 births and become impure human beings. This one is going to change from a human being into a deity. It is the duty of the Father to change human beings into deities. All of these matters are very wonderful and have to be understood. This one, Brahma, becomes that one, Vishnu, in a second, and then he takes 84 births and becomes this one, Brahma. The Father enters this one and teaches him. You also study. There is also his dynasty. There are temples to Lakshmi and also to Narayan and Radhe and Krishna, but no one knows that Radhe and Krishna are at first a princess and prince, who then become Lakshmi and Narayan. From a beggar, this one will become a prince. The prince then becomes a beggar. These are such easy matters. The story of 84 births is in both these pictures. This one becomes that. Because it is a couple, they show him with four arms. It is the family path. Only the one Satguru takes you across. The Father explains to you so clearly, but you also need divine virtues. If you were to ask a husband about his wife, or ask the wife about her husband, each would instantly tell you what defects the other one has. They would either say, this one troubles me in this respect, or that they are both moving along fine. Or they would say, neither of us troubles the other, for both of us are moving along as companions and helping one another. Some try to make the other fall. The Father says, you have to change your nature very well. All of those have devilish natures. Deities have divine natures. You know all of these things. There wasn't a war between the devils and the deities. How could those of the old world meet those of the new world? The Father says, people have sat and written about things that happened in the past, and they are called stories. All the festivals, etc., refer to this time. They have been celebrating them from the Copper Age onwards. They are not celebrated in the Golden Age. All of these matters have to be understood by your intellects. Because of their body consciousness, some children forget many points. This knowledge is easy. All of this knowledge can be imbibed in 7 days. First of all, there has to be attention paid to the pilgrimage of remembrance, Acha, to the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. The essence for Dharana. First point, while acting in this unlimited play, observe the whole play as a detached observer. Do not become confused about it. While seeing anything of this world, do not let your intellect remember it. Second point, change your devilish nature and imbibe a divine nature. Become helpers of one another as you move along. Do do not distress anyone. Blessing. May you experience all the powers to have emerged in you and become an embodiment of success. Worldly people have some form of power in them, whether of wealth, of their intellects, of their relationships and connections. Therefore, they believe that it is not a big thing. On the basis of that power, they attain success. You have all the powers. You constantly have the power of imperishable wealth with you. You have the power of your intellect, and you also have the power of your position. You have all the powers in you. Simply experience them to have emerged in you. You will then attain success at that time by using the right method and thereby become an embodiment of success. Slogan: always consider your mind to be God's property and use it for elevated tasks. Om Shanti.